You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WYLL. I'm Chris Berube. For the past 40 years now, Walter Dean Myers has been one of the best respected authors in America of young adult or YA fiction. He writes gritty and realistic and emotionally troubled books that depict parts of life that you don't often see in young people's literature. He's been given almost every award there is in children's literature, including the Newbery Medal, and he's been nominated 3 times for the National Book Award. A couple of years ago, Walter Dean Myers was named the National Ambassador for Young People's Literature in America. The job is kind of like being a poet laureate for kids' books. His job is to go across the country and promote reading and literacy wherever he can. Walter Myers is going to be coming to Champaign tomorrow, that's Tuesday, March the 26th, to have a meet and greet at the Champaign Public Library and to speak to young people, both in high school classes and the juvenile detention center. While he's become one of the most prominent writers in America for young people, it almost didn't turn out that way. Myers was raised in a poor foster home in Harlem in the 1940s, in a largely black neighborhood that he said really didn't foster literacy. His love of books, however, started from a really simple gesture, his mom reading him trashy romance novels.
I just enjoyed the interaction with my mom, you know. She turned me into a reader. So she began, I suppose, when I was about 3. By the time I was 5, I could read to her. She was not reading Shakespeare, but she was reading a true romance. And the reading level of that was not that high, but she turned me into a reader.
It's interesting that you say your mom didn't read well. So by that, you mean she just wasn't reading at this particularly high level?
I would imagine that she read at about a third grade level. That was sufficient for me, the opportunity to spend time with my mom.
I've heard from, literature professors and bookish people again and again in recent years, maybe the level of YA fiction that some kids are reading isn't very high, but at least they're reading something. I've heard that again and again, just the words, at least they're reading something, as if in our culture, it's just remarkable to see children reading at all. I mean, do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. We're reading less and less, and what we are reading, the children are reading, is not that high a level. But what I'm concerned with is the functional ability to read. Can these children read well enough to get on with their lives? We need to have them to be able to fill out job applications, follow instructions, written instructions, whether their medical instructions or what have you. But we need them to be able to function in our society. And, you know, let me tell you this. It's different now than when I grew up. When I grew up, if you could not read, you could get a job in a factory. You could get a job as a laborer. Those jobs don't exist anymore.
It seems like the tone of young adult literature is a lot darker than it used to be. I mean, you know, the last couple of years, books like The Hunger Games or Twilight or whatever. And even though it's a darker tone, it's not as high a level. Like, it seems like we're getting confused and thinking that because kids are reading things with slightly more adult themes, that they're, you know, reading better than before.
No, I agree with you there. You know, what's happening is that many of the books are written at a relatively low level, but high interest, low level, sensational interest. But I don't feel that that's the major problem. I think the major problem is so many kids who don't read at all, and they're coming out of even high school. I spoke to a group of teachers this morning who were high school and college teachers who were talking about college kids, college freshmen, needing remedial help. And that's really a problem, because if you look at American youth as a major asset and they're lacking in reading skills, you've got a problem.
Something that you've said is part of your mandate as the ambassador is that you would reach out specifically to children with poor backgrounds and reaching out to minority communities more. I mean, specifically when we're talking about people with poor backgrounds, you know, when parents have issues like not having enough money to pay rent and then not having enough money for good food and things like that, how do you then also make the pitch? Well, reading is important too. Reading is something that you have to distill in your kids when they have so many different issues that they have to deal with all the time in raising children.
We have a historical precedent when blacks first came out of slavery, they had even more issues than they have now, than we have now. But what happened was that these parents in 1865, 1866, realized that one thing they could give to their children was the gift of reading. Reading is a gift. Reading well is a better gift. It's a gift that parents can give to their children. And they will if they can understand how to do it and how to go about it.
Do you feel like as a kid growing up in Harlem, as a black kid growing up in Harlem, that you had a problem finding maybe models for black writers when you were growing up? Like, did you have a problem finding people who were speaking specifically to the issues that you were facing as a kid?
Yes, I did. I did have problems because as a black kid or as a poor kid, my life was never depicted in books. You want to pick up a book and find your life in there. You want to find some connection with your values and who you are. And I did not find that. And I think this is a problem today, basically because the marketplace, the bookstores and the films don't depict the lives of poor people, black or white.
I mean, how do you remedy that? How do you go about trying to solve that imbalance since it's something that has been going on pretty much eternally?
Actually, you know, it's getting better, I believe. I believe it's getting better because teachers are beginning to understand the problems, and teachers are selecting more of the books. The major market today for young adult literature are schools. And as schools recognize the population that they're teaching, they are also recognizing the need to be inclusive. As I speak to teachers across the country, I see them looking for books which include all aspects of American life.
I think one of my favorite quotations ever was somebody had asked David Foster Wallace, like, why should we read fiction? And he said, well, because it's about becoming a person. That's why fiction is valuable.
Fiction is so valuable because it's about, as Wallace said, it's about becoming a person. It gives you a voice. Many young people who are actually language impoverished, if you give them the right fiction, they can say, yes, that's how I feel. Yes, he said just what I would say. And now I understand it more.
I'd love to keep talking, but I know that you have other things to get to today. Walter Myers, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate this.
All right, thank you.
Walter Dean Myers is the National Ambassador for Young People's Literature. He's going to be at the Champaign Public Library tomorrow, that is March 26th. You're listening to The Afternoon Magazine on WILL.